Hello and welcome to the Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
The Meat is the improv and storytelling podcast where we bring on comedian guests to tell true meaty stories from their lives. And then what do we do with that, Jake?
Well, we use those stories as inspiration for long-form, comedic, improvised scenes.
That's exactly right. Oh, what a hoot. We also have a Patreon where Jake and I do a weekly episode called The Potatoes, where we talk about improv stuff we're teaching and where you can ask us questions. And you also get access to our Discord channel. It's patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. And that's the business. Let's get into the fun part, the show. Today we have two special guests. We have a second timer. You know her from what is the superstore? There you go. I nailed it. You know her from Superstore and Frog Town's Wax Paper Company. Anna Garcia.
Hello.
Hi, Welcome Anna. Back.
I'm a frequent eater at Wax Paper Sandwiches.
I'm trying to be, but we'll talk about it in a second.
Cool.
People are dying to know.
Yep.
Our second guest, been in all sorts of stuff. UCB veteran. We did a show called DC Hollywood for Ugly People together. Marshall Givens. Welcome, Marshall.
Yo, what up, what up?
Hello, Marshall.
You guys doing?
Good. Good to see you, man. Also, I forgot to mention, a deceptively good post player in basketball.
Oh. Like a medium height, but you know, I'm real strong in the lower section. So hold my
ground. That's right.
To learn from the best.
Well, welcome aboard. We were talking sandwiches a little bit. That's actually part of the way I've interacted with Anna most recently in this quarantine. She posted a picture of just a great looking sandwich on Instagram, and I reached out and got all the details. I tried to go on Saturday, so this was going to be more exciting to have more of a conversation.
Cool.
It was closed, or it wouldn't take an order for me.
No.
It wouldn't take, the online ordering wasn't working.
Oh, no.
And, but still, I'll get out there one day. Anyone else?
Can we talk about this sandwich place?
I would like to talk about the sandwich place.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Great.
So it's called Wax Paper in Frogtown. It is
in Los Angeles,
California. And it is truly some of the best.
Or for any Frogtown in your area.
Any Frogtown near you. But it is the best sandwich. They have the best sandwiches I've ever had. They're this tiny little box. And there's a couple things about them that it's very particular. So all their sandwiches are named after NPR hosts. So there's like the Ira Glass and
Larry Mantle.
Yep, there's the Larry Mantle, Audie Cornish. And then
that is such a bold
move. It is wild. And they truly the best sandwiches I've ever had. However, aren't keeping up with the demands of quarantine. I am not surprised, Josh, that you had difficulty ordering a sandwich. That being said, I still think it is worth going. My sandwich is the Audie Cornish. That's what Josh saw. It is a beautiful sandwich as well as delicious.
Where kind of sandwich is the Audie Cornish?
Okay, I'm so glad you asked. The Audie Cornish is like the beautiful baguette bread, and then there's ham, honey butter, like some sort of mustard, and then just like shredded, sort of like Tillamook style shredded cheese, like cheddar cheese. It doesn't sound that good, but it is very good.
It has sea salt on it too, right?
Yes. Very good.
And pickles from a frog town.
It's greater than the sum of its parts.
I did send Josh the description from the website via Instagram DM because I wanted him to know everything on it.
I wanted to know as well.
Yeah.
Looked great.
Yeah, it's,
anyway, one day we'll get down there.
I shall get it.
I have heard of that place before, and I think I had heard of it in the, like, I think my familiarity with that place before was like Instagram posts that were like, we're doing our best. Like, it's like, I kind of like, I get it. And I, it, like places like Howlin' Rays, for instance, you know, also sort of a LA staple, mm-hmm. but it's a hot chicken place that like famously has like a 2-hour line. Mm-hmm. There's a part of me that's just like, figure it out. like figure out how to get the chicken out the door a little better, or like your whole business is delis.
You're just angry at them. Like, do it.
It's like the same thing with traffic. It's like all everyone go at the same time.
Yeah.
Go.
just like read for 5 minutes. Let's all agree on the rules of it. Yeah, but I don't know. It's like. At least traffic isn't like your business, you know.
No, traffic is somebody.
Yeah. Traffic very quickly becomes my business.
Yeah, true. That's one thing I do not miss. Anyway, we can talk about the cliche stuff of quarantine if we want.
No.
Anyone else got sandwich news? Marshall, what are you into these days? You, I know we're keeping it pretty light.
I don't have, well, actually, tangentially off sandwich news. I tried to convince my twin girls of the merits of a French fry sandwich, which they had never heard of. And they were like, ew, gross. Yeah. Good stuff. I was telling them about a spot in Cleveland that mm-hmm. I've been to that had these like great, like these amazing, it's like on the roll and it's just fries and then cheese and like whatever. Like, oh, and they were like, you're gross, dad, get out of here. That's what I'm dealing with. That's my sandwich news. That Subway bread's not real bread in Germany. Back to you.
Yeah, it's yoga mats, right? It's made of yoga mats.
And sugar.
I wish my dad had told me about French fry sandwiches.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds more like a grilled cheese with French fries.
You know, you can call it whatever you want. It's delicious.
It sounds very good.
I've heard of the first time I heard of that was at Fat Sal's. We're just talking about LA specific stuff. My apologies to the rest of the world.
This place is in Cleveland, y'all. In Cleveland, Cleveland downtown. There you go. There's a bar spot in Cleveland. If they're open, order it. Support your local businesses in Cleveland. I'm not from there. I'm from Chicago, so you know. It's got to be good if I'm like big up in something in Cleveland. You
know. Cleveland needs it. They need that boost.
Yeah. Hook it up. Go see them. I don't know the name of the place though.
Have any of you been to Fat Sal's? That's where I've seen fries in a sandwich.
I have.
Yeah, and mozzarella sticks in a sandwich. Yeah.
I think Fat Sal's just like they do stuff just to live up to the fat part of their name.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And
what can we put in bread?
Basically,
what can we deep fry and put in bread?
Isn't that a place that that turned into the McDowell's when they were doing the like that when they were doing promoting the Coming to Twin America Peaks? Or something? They like changed it to a McDowell's. Is that the place or no? Anybody know McDowell's Coming to America? No.
I don't know about that one, but I know what you're talking about. We're like promoting.
I thought it was Fat Sal. That could be wrong. It could have been another place.
Probably was. I mean, I don't keep too good of tabs on it, but I've definitely had a guilty late night saunter into Fat Sal.
Because that's a bit weird where like random restaurants will get turned into something else.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty LA thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
More LA talk. But, but for a while there, just for listeners outside of LA, there was some restaurant got turned into Saved by the Bell's The Max and it dominated my Instagram feed. So
I did Movies at the start of quarantine, the Kevin Smith chain.
What do you mean?
What was that?
Movies is like the fictional fast food restaurant in the Jay and Silent Bob universe, and a place called Secret Lasagna like rebranded as Movies, and you could get Movies food, and they did like chocolate covered pretzels, which is the like mall rats joke. Yeah. And I got a 6-pack of beer, which I don't think was related to any of the movies. But that was pretty fun. It came with a little card signed by Kevin Smith, which if I was 16 would have been the coolest thing in the world. Now it's just an adult signed a piece of paper. An adult in jorts. Knock, knock.
Yeah, come on in.
Dad, where's mom? The two of you sit down.
Whoa, hey. What are you doing home right now? It's 1 o'clock. You're supposed to be in school.
Yeah, well, I ditched. You know, I'm a junior in high school, and I'm sitting at the cafeteria eating our sack lunches with my buddies, and one of them pulls out a French fry sandwich. And then someone else is like, oh, I've had a French fry sandwich. And everybody at the fucking table knows what a French fry sandwich is, except for me.
Hey, language. Sorry, I was eating an apple in the kitchen and you're yelling. Language.
Were you eating an apple or were you hiding a French fry sandwich from me?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, come on.
You are out of line.
Way out of line.
I throw the coffee table.
Hey, my vases. You need to sit down, young man. Sit.
This is a Mormon household. What has gotten into you?
I'll tell you what hasn't gotten into me. A French fry sandwich. I can't believe those exist. I've been eating sandwiches on the left side of my plate and French fries on the right side, and I could have put them together. And everybody seems to know this except for me. Did you know about it and not tell me, or did you not know about it? Either way, you're irresponsible parents. I push the couch against the wall.
Honey,
quit.
Actually, that looks better there. That looks great.
Amazing.
I love that.
He reinvented
it. No!
Oh, Mom, Dad, what's going on down there? I just woke up from my nap.
Nothing, Peter. Your brother.
Peter's allowed to stay home and take a nap.
Peter had a cold.
It's a school day.
Peter had a cold.
Look, I'm sick, man. What are you doing here anyway? It's only 1 o'clock.
I start patting him down. Do you have a French fry sandwich on you?
Well, get off and make it.
Didn't Peter get to stay home and eat a French fry sandwich?
What is
a French fry sandwich?
Peter, don't worry about what a French fry sandwich is.
Oh, Peter, get a load of this. Bread, cheese, fries in the middle, bread on top. Sometimes melted, sometimes not. That is a French fry sandwich.
Why are you making crazy stuff up? What are you talking about?
It's not crazy. The whole world's been enjoying them except for us. And I take the lamp in the middle of the room and I push it over against another wall.
Oh, my Holy God. Cow. The lighting totally Ooh. Changed.
This flows. This room wow. flows.
No. It is bigger in here. Wow.
Wait, are you saying that they're French fry sandwiches? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. My friend Garble had one.
We don't trust Garble. We've said it before. Garble's not to be trusted.
Dude, I told you not to tell Mom and Dad you keep hanging out with Garble, man.
Well, he's been showing me the world, okay?
Listen, honey. Yes, Daddy and I knew about French fry sandwiches.
Sweetheart, come on.
What?
We knew.
I roll up the rug and throw it out the window and lay down a new one.
Whoa, that's awesome. What are you doing?
Oh my God, I love that pattern.
This is incredible. I feel more at home. Go on.
Honey, we knew about French fry sandwiches. And listen, we knew other kids knew about French fry sandwiches. But we wanted to protect you.
Protect me from what?
From
the world.
The world.
We're Mormon.
We're Mormon. And also,
we don't drink alcohol. No. We don't dance. Mm-hmm.
But we can eat potatoes.
Yeah.
Not between two slices of bread. It's too much.
Man.
The Third Testament says so.
Well, it might be too late for me, but my younger brother is going to eat a French fry sandwich.
Yeah, I'm going to go find one. I'm going to go on a journey, on a quest.
Yeah.
Like the Amish do.
You're too young for that. You're in the...
Wait, no.
You're in elementary school.
Also,
you can't...
honey, we knew that it was recently French fry sandwich day at school, and all the kids were going to talk about it, and we knew how good at interior decorating you get when you get angry, and we purposefully withheld it because we knew you'd do amazing work in the house. I'm so sorry.
You used me.
Does that mean that you gave me this cold virus a week ago just so I wouldn't go to school today?
Yes.
We don't need you finding out about this. It's a weird day for the school to have anyway. But plus, no offense, but Peter, but I haven't seen any hidden talents in you. We've tried to frustrate you multiple times.
And you don't seem to be learning much at school anyway. We're like, you might as well just lay down.
You just cry.
Maybe my hidden talent is stoic patience.
That's not a talent. No, that's a virtue.
Okay. Fair enough. Sorry. I'll go work on it. Hey, do you mind getting mad in my room? My room's a mess.
What? You?
that your room is a mess. It could use a little retouching. I guess now would be a good time to tell our boy here about ska music. Have you ever heard of ska music? They use horns and guitars in the same... on the same track.
Excuse me? I've been listening to my music. Horns one day, guitars the next.
He perfectly arranges this child's room.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I feel like I might find my hidden talent now.
All right, let's get back into the meat part of the podcast, the part where a guest shares a true meaty story from their life. Anna, you're up first. What would you like to talk about?
I'm going to talk about the one and only time I've ever been approached / interrogated by the police.
Okay.
and it was in France. So here's the tale. In high school, I was in AP French, and they did a trip one year for the students, and you had to pay, and you could travel with the teacher and some of your friends, and it was cool. So me and my three girlfriends kind of like stuck together, and we were in Paris, which is too young for people to be in Paris. I felt like I didn't fully appreciate the city, but it was still a lot of fun. And we were there for like 4 or 5 days, and then it was the final day of Paris, and they were like, okay, you guys, we want you to explore the city on your own. Go to town. And so me and my four friends were like, okay. And we were like, we haven't been to the Eiffel Tower yet. Like, we want to climb the Eiffel Tower. We want to go to the Eiffel Tower. And so we get to the Eiffel Tower, we spend money like going up it, and then we realize we have to be back by 7, and it's like 6:30 or something, and we're like, oh no, we've got to go back. And so I am out of money, and my friends are out of money. And so we go to the Paris Metro, and I swear like 100 times on this trip, we've seen people just hop right over the turnstiles. Like, it's very common in Paris. And so we were like, cool, we're gonna, a couple of my friends were like, no, I have enough to pay. Like, it's fine. And I also had enough to pay, but I was like, I'm just gonna do this. And so I and my friend Megan, we were like, okay, we're just gonna just hop over and run. It's like, not a big deal. We did it. Our friends did it with us because we thought it would be fun. And out of nowhere, like, we also scanned the area, making sure there were like no guards or anything. Out of truly nowhere, like, 6 different like subway cops came out of nowhere, and they were like, arrête, which is stop. And they were just like screaming at us, and they grabbed us. They like grabbed our hands, and they were like, to translate, they were like, stop. Like, where do you think you're going? And then they were just speaking, and we are high school French students. By no means am I fluent. And they were just like yelling at us in French. And we were just like so overwhelmed. And we were like, je ne parle un peu de français. Like, we speak very little French. We're sorry. Like, we don't have any money. And they pulled out this like board, and it said, and it was crazy, it was like this like laminated board that said, that had pictures on it, and one of the pictures was like jumping a turnstile, like 120 euros. And he just pointed at it. He was just like, pay. And we were like, huh? And we were like, 120 euros total? That's so much. And they were like, no, each of you. And we were like, what? And so I had like maybe 20 euros on me. And so we all were just like crying. And there were just six men just like with this board like standing around us. We were like sobbing. We're like, we're so sorry. And we were like, we don't have that much money. Please don't take us. We're here on a trip. And
how much of that was getting through, by the way?
Oh, probably very, very little. My friend Alicia was on the trip and she spoke the best French. And she's like, nous avons très petite l'argent. Like, we have very little money. And so what they did, they were like, give us everything you have and we'll let you go. And we were like, okay. And so we just like took all our money out of our wallets and like all the euros we had. And we were like, we're so sorry. And we ended up giving them, they wanted like 480 euros total. I think we gave them around like 150 and we were just sobbing and they let us go. And we just like were shaking, crying the rest of the way home. It was so wild. I felt like we got mugged by the French police. It was so.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Dude, yeah.
You got robbed by that dude, that French dude from that Jet Li movie.
Did they seem official? Like,
gosh, I have a real.
Like, could it have been a scam?
I don't. They were wearing uniforms, and I don't know, but they really came out of nowhere. I have a bad memory. Like, I can really only remember things by like retelling them, and I remember this feeling like they were French police. I really did feel like that, but I'm like, you guys are crazy subway cops. If so, like.
It could have just as easily been a gang, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, there's no way to be sure. There is no way to be sure.
Getting in trouble in a country where you don't speak the native language is difficult.
It was very frightening. I didn't do anything except just start crying. I was like, I'm so sorry. But yeah.
Did you explain, it was a school trip. So did you like say what happened or did you just eat it?
We're like, we are students on a trip.
The adults that you were traveling with.
We did not tell them that happened.
How'd you guys get back?
We ended up having to withdraw money like through my friend's like parents' cards account. And we ended up taking the subway back. So, well, they let us go, but then we had to take another transfer. So we had to buy another ticket.
Oh man, yeah, that sucks.
It was wild.
I when Josh and I were in Germany, I took the train and I thought I had a 24-hour pass, but it ran out. And I thought I had like my headphones on and a guy in like, a guy I did not think was German police was like tap me on the shoulder or whatever, and he was like in cargo pants, and I was like, oh no. asking me for money, and then he was like pulled out like a thing to like write a ticket or whatever, and he's like, ticket? And then I was like, I gave it to him, and he's like, basically expired, and like printed me a ticket right there. And I gave them the address of the Airbnb where he was staying at, because that's all I had. And I was really nervous about paying the ticket, and I didn't pay the ticket. And then I came back to the States and even went online to like figure out how to pay the ticket, but they wanted my bank account and my routing number to do it. And I was like,
maybe this is a scam. Maybe this is a scam. I mean, it would make sense. Like target like dumb little tourists.
That makes sense.
Or super smart.
Or super smart and very cool tourists.
Did you give them your ID and stuff, Jake? Did they like check your passport and stuff?
I must have. And then I was like, and they're like, I guess like, where are you staying or whatever? And I gave them the address to the thing. And he like, had like a meter made ticket thing or whatever and like printed me out a ticket.
How much was it for?
Yeah, good question.
Like, I think it was the equivalent of like $65 or something like that. Like, or I'm confusing it with a parking ticket, but I was like, and I like looked on, you know, like Reddit and stuff about that. And people were like, don't pay it. Who cares? And then people were like, they're supposed to do the right thing or whatever. And then I was like, well, I guess I'll try and pay this. And then they were like, there wasn't a credit card option. It was just a bait. And
no.
I was like, you guys can come find me. Yeah. I'm not giving you my bank account.
I will say every time I get a ticket that is like sus to me or one of those tickets where they take your picture or like you speak, you go through a stop sign at like a national park or something. That's happened to me once.
Very specific. Yeah. I was going to say that's not,
that was like stupid.
No, but yeah, that was dumb. But I always look up on Reddit if I should pay it or not. Like which ones can actually hunt you down. And Reddit is a wormhole of people being like, never pay.
Yeah. And then other people being like, you might as well.
Exactly, right.
But if you want to know the truth and how to get away with it, just go to Reddit.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's true. Somebody did I like followed some comment on Facebook. Somebody was like trying to buy a mattress and somebody posted a link to a subreddit on how to get a free mattress from Amazon. Like you order a mattress from them and then claim it's defective and like, they won't, 90% of the time, they won't have you send it
back.
So then they'll just like refund you because they're not going to like pay to have it shipped back or whatever.
Amazon does that a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I ordered dog food off Amazon once and it turned out it was dog food I couldn't use anymore because my dog needs a special kind now. Oh. For his little urinary tract. Uh-huh. This is what people come to the meet for. The urinary tract news. And I like tried to cancel it and send it back. And they're just like, just keep it.
Wow. Just start doing that.
They're just making money. That's that is alarming. They're making so much money that they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's more hassle for them to get you to ship it back and then to go through that process than it is for them to just give you the money. That's so crazy.
Gives you an idea, how much Bezos has.
Oh, I know.
I feel like it's like a good amount.
I think he might be all right.
I think he's probably doing okay.
It's so crazy to fathom that he had so much money that when him and his wife got divorced, then she became like one of the richest people in the world just by virtue of taking half. Not even half. She all of a sudden became one of the richest people in the world. Like, that's ridiculous.
Anna, as your accountant, I've got a little bad news. You went from being the second wealthiest person in Wisconsin to the third. The Walters got a divorce, and Mr. Walter got half of Mrs. Walter's fortune. So now you're the third wealthiest person in the state. So I don't know. We're going to have to change your personalized license plate.
What? So you're telling me the Walters got a divorce and who relocated? Was it Barbara? Was it James?
Well, they both still live in the state, but they were the, Barbara was the wealthiest.
I see.
They got divorced, and now the wealth has been split, and now that bumps you down to number
three. That's not fair!
I know. I'm very sorry.
That's not fair!
I know.
What do you propose, accountant?
Well, we could move you to another state where you could be the most wealthiest, but you might run into this problem again if the wealthiest person lives in a state and they're a part of a couple.
I see what you're saying.
Or we could just get you a new license plate that doesn't say number two, money, money, money.
Nope, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm thinking. We live in Delaware, we have options.
Okay.
However,
if you wanted to parent trap the Walters, that's also a possibility. If they're a couple, she would retain the wealth and then you would bump up to number two. But I don't know. That seems like a waste of your time.
Parent trap them as in I duplicate? Wait. I've seen the movie many times and I don't understand how it applies.
Okay. I may be using the term incorrectly. I just meant you could rekindle the romance for them.
Yeah, no,
They got back to...
You know what?
Yeah.
Oh, my trusted accountant.
I wasn't suggesting you dress up like their twins.
That is the exact plan we will be going for. In fact, I'm going to capture their twins. And I'm going to do it.
We got to Anna having dinner with the mom in this scenario, playing the role of both twins. How was school today, sweethearts?
School was dope, Mom. Oh, man, but no guys at school like me.
Well, don't let that get you down.
If only I had a lover once and could safely return to their arms.
You're 11. What do you mean you want a lover?
You ever feel so cold and lonely in this big world?
I have to get you signed up for therapy. Sweetheart, Hannah, what do you think of your sister's thoughts? Have you had these dark thoughts too? She slides down the bench.
Puts on a top hat. No, I've never had these thoughts. I'm fiercely independent. But man, I feel like the moment I find the right person, I'll never want to leave them. You know, Mom?
Yeah, well, sometimes you find the wrong person and he has 30 to 40 mistresses that he sees on weekends and lies to you about. So, yeah, I'd say, I like what you're saying about I hope you find true love one day, but it doesn't happen all the time. In fact, sometimes you love the wrong person just for their money and it's a whole thing. Now, do your chores.
Anna switches back to the first twin. I learned something really amazing in school today. It was during arts in class. I had 30 to 40 crayons and my friend Tyler took them from me. He took 30 to 40 crayons and I was so mad. He had 30 to 40 crayons
Tyler took crayons from you?
Well, yeah. But what I'm saying is I forgave him.
We'll drone strike him.
What? Mom.
We'll send a drone. Now, it's not... I've had conversations with his mother before about how Tyler likes to take. And I said that next time will be a minor drone strike on their house and I have to follow through.
No, Mom, I'm saying I forgave Tyler.
You've said enough.
Mom. Don't you miss Dad?
Do I miss Dad? Mm-hmm. No.
Oh. Don't you miss the mass amount of wealth you and Dad shared as a unit?
Why are you talking like this?
We got to a park where Anna is playing Frisbee as the two twins with the dad. All right, so I'll throw it to you, and then you throw it to your sister, and then I'll throw it back.
Hey, Jesus Christ. Okay, go ahead, Dad.
Okay, how's your mother?
She's good. She misses you.
We see a drone fly overhead and like hit a house.
Jesus
Christ, nice, Mom.
Sweetie, protect your sister.
Right. I'll throw this frisbee to my sister now.
Okay.
Put that top hat. Got it.
Good catch.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, mom's all right. She definitely misses you. Here, catch.
She misses me? got it. I find that hard to believe. I mean, we couldn't agree on anything. I think we're much happier living our separate lives. Catch?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Takes off. Okay. Oh, yeah, but I don't know. Me and Annie were talking, and we just feel like you guys have so much potential being the most powerful couple in Delaware.
Hmm.
And mom's really lost us a screw or two when it comes to the ease of drone striking.
Yes.
Boss, I just wanted to let you know I did what you asked, and I got the two vanity plates licensed for your twins for when they become old enough to drive.
No.
Yes.
No. What do they say, Dad?
It says two money, money, money. As in two twins, money, money, money.
I like that.
And I registered the others just in case.
The others?
3RD, RCHST.
Oh, okay. All right.
4TH, RCHST.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know what? Talks to self off to the side. I never realized this, but I kind of love being these twins. And those license plates are better than number two. I think I could stay like this. Dad?
I'm having a heart attack. One of you go get help. The other one performed CPR on me.
Anna stands over his dying body. Now to choose, do I stay the twins or do I let him die, returning to my fateful spot as the second most rich person in Delaware? I actually don't see why I can't be both.
Cut to the jail cell. So, you kidnapped a couple of 11-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Okay. You let the man die in your arms, possibly causing the heart attack, and killing him.
Okay.
That you were pretending was your dad. After you had impersonated the 11-year-old twins that you had kidnapped.
Which you have to admit is very impressive.
Oh yeah. I can't believe you got away with it for so long. I mean, that's amazing. Okay. But now you don't have any money. How does that make you feel?
You're the meanest. I mean, you're the meanest guard I've ever met. Just rubbing my misdeeds in my face.
I'm part of the 99%, and every time a 1%er comes in my territory.
We cut to Anna making license plates now. No. How'd you get this job?
It's all I know.
Boss, listen, we've said it before. I feel like you're not hearing us. No one's taking us seriously when we're handing out tickets in these cargo shorts. We got to get a different uniform. One time I tried to give someone a ticket. I tried to give someone a ticket for jaywalking. He told me buzz off and find another place to skateboard.
Did you say stop police?
I did. I said stop police. And they were like, I don't think so.
Did you show them the police emblem on your shirt, on your polo shirt?
Yeah, I did, but
did he see police written across your fitted hat?
He did, but he did. You make us wear these things sideways so that it looks like I look like a skateboard. No. Or something. I don't know.
Well, that's beside the point. Look, I've given you free rein to wear them in any direction that you choose. I just strongly encourage an off-center direction just to look more familiar to the young people. That's all. But did you show him your ticket machine?
I showed him my ticket. I mean, I pulled out the ticket machine. I couldn't remember which short pocket it was in at first, so that was a little embarrassing. But
well, no, the short pockets are labeled specifically for each item. Your ticket machine goes on your left bottom near your knee,
yeah,
and your pin goes on the right bottom near your right knee.
I know, and I gotta make, they got crisscrossed. I tripped over myself. I'm trying to tell you, we look foolish out there. We kind of look like Republican dads trying to look like skaters or something. We have shorts, we have skate hats. Our little badge says "Watch It, Buster" on it. No one.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, the cargo shorts are the most efficient shorts that you could wear as an outdoor jaywalking cop. Okay. I don't know. What would you suggest you wear?
The chief is wearing like floor length cargo shorts pants, and they have like 16 pockets. In one pocket, there's a laptop. In another pocket, there's like a puppy.
What? I am able to keep so many things handy with my cargo shorts. The longer the short, the more pockets I can fit onto the short, the more things I can bring with me. And the more things I can bring with me, the more prepared I am for anything.
Well, what's the puppy for? Because
you never know when you're going to meet a young kid out on the street who just had their change taken by some hooligan and they need somebody to cheer them up. And a puppy is a perfect way to cheer a child up.
If you say so. I just want some slacks. I want something that looks a little official. They say women love a man in uniform. I haven't been approached once.
How many people do you see wearing cargo shorts and a yellow polo shirt with a police badge on it and a police hat that says police over the front of it? That is a uniform. If everyone were to wear the cargo shorts correctly the way that I have instructed, then that is a uniform.
I guess.
Chief, yeah. We got the uniform upgrades. I can just demonstrate them here. Officers,
Thank you.
If you'll step up here. We got these little GPS so that we can keep track of all our officers. They come in this little stud earring that'll go in your left ear.
Thank you. Ow, it wasn't even pierced.
Stand still.
We got reports that the body cams were falling off the polos, so we've hooked them up to this puka shell necklace and put them
in.
Yeah, there it is.
There we go. Good. And then, of course, just to pull the whole outfit together, a little Van Dyke facial hair.
Oh, right. Now, let me ask you this. Were you able to introduce the gun holster in the short, the low top Vans?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We got that'll be where your backup weapon goes.
Yeah.
In the shoe?
In the shoes.
In the Vans. There's going to be a compartment right behind the Vans logo. It slides out like a drawer.
Yeah. It slides out like a drawer. And we've replaced batons with devil sticks. So
Perfect.
How am I going to keep back a perp with devil sticks?
Hey, look, a devil stick can do wonders.
Cut to the skate park.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, I haven't seen you around the park before. Are you new?
Yeah, I'm new. I moved here from San Diego.
You seem like the new kid on the block. I really like your necklace.
Yeah, me too. Don't touch it. It's very expensive. Hey, listen, you seen any kids vandalizing anything around here? I just want to make sure we don't do that kind of stuff in the SD. So,
yeah, kids do it all the time. It's what's cool, but you would do it too, right?
Yeah. I guess I would. You want to show me any of these?
We see Anna's dad pull up in a pickup truck. Hey, Anna, get away from that scrub.
What?
Hey, buzz off, you pervert.
Hey, I'm not a scrub. I'm not a scrub.
What, Dad? I thought he was another cool teen like me.
I don't think so.
I don't want you hanging out with that dirt bag.
Well, aww. I'll have you know, your daughter was advocates for vandalism. So if you,
Dad, beat the shit out of him.
Come back to the chief's office.
The devil sticks. Luckily, he was impressed by what I could do with them, but they didn't. They weren't. They didn't help me in the fight.
I'm just amazed at the quality of police work you were able to accomplish in that situation. You are to be commended. You are to be commended. I apologize. I will take your advice from now on.
Really? We don't have to carry the devil sticks?
No, you don't have to carry the devil sticks. I can appreciate now how much harder that made your job at that moment.
Thank you.
Now would be a good time to introduce your new transportation. It's one of those boards with a big wheel in the middle.
Nice.
No. Oh, Jesus, sweetheart. Now you've done it. Now you have to explain to these French cops why your dick's in the peanut butter. je m'appelle Tanya.
Je m'appelle Robert.
Okay. Robert.
Je suis désolé.
What'd you say?
I said I'm sorry.
Well, your balls deep in a jar of peanut butter here in the middle of a French market. I told you this wasn't funny or acceptable.
Well, you know, now, when I think something's funny, I always risk it.
Try to explain to him that you're on YouTube, that you're a YouTuber.
Okay. Bonjour, officer.
Bonjour.
Je suis l'internet.
The World Wide Web.
Wait, est-ce que tu sais YouTube?
YouTube.
Je put my moi balls dans peanut butter pour le YouTube.
Oh, no.
He got that. Honey, can you believe he got that?
Yeah, you know, I don't think his French is great either.
You see, Marshall's French cop pulls out a board with a bunch of drawings, and there's one like with a guy dipping his balls in Nutella, and then one with a guy dipping his balls in jam.
Holy shit, he's been brainstorming YouTube videos.
Oh, my God. Okay, according to the chart, it looks like Nutella is the worst offense.
It's a waste of Nutella.
Yeah, I get that. Oh, mine's actually not, peanut butter's not that bad.
50 francs.
50 francs?
Francs?
Where are we going to get francs from?
Man, they haven't used that currency since the European Union was formed.
We gotta find francs now?
He seems like a cop to me.
When should I take
he flips he flips over the board, and it's like a series of cartoons of like two tourists getting a job, then getting paid and exchanging it for francs.
Oh, man. Oh.
This makes a lot of sense.
At no point in the graphic do I take my dick out of the peanut butter.
It's France. They're a little more liberal with that kind of stuff. You saw the
cosmopolitan.
They're cosmopolitan. You're right. They have pictures of breasts on the damn street.
That's true.
That is
Honey,
true.
I guess our vacation's going to be extended.
Well, this could make a... This guy seems like a YouTube genius, honestly.
Listen, I'll try to make a deal with him.
Que sera. I got that. Doesn't that mean whatever? Or, you know, c'est la vie.
Yeah, in, Italian.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to upset the police.
True.
Okay, so we got to get a job.
All right.
Do we work for him now?
Can we get a job avec vous?
Avec
oui.
Moi? Avec moi? Les éléments en roulé?
Oh, yes, the bakery.
Si, oui. Le bakery. Bakery.
Okay.
We cut to the bakery. The baker. American?
Oui. American? Nous avons American.
Oui. Yeah. Je m'appelle. I don't know. Je m'appelle Tanya.
Oui. Et je m'appelle Robert.
We pull out another, I pulls out another board with some drawings on it. It
Jesus, he's got YouTube algorithms right now.
What?
It's a, yeah, there's an algorithm and a drawing of the boy sticking his dick in yeast and flour and then baking it into bread and then eating the bread.
Oh, finally, I get to take my dick out of this warm peanut butter. Hold on. Honey, looks like we're in for a job. Let me get in that yeast.
What do I do? There's never anything... You know, they say France is a progressive culture, but they...
We see the American tourist scrambling, looking through all the drawings. American tourist
walks into the bakery. Whoa, so this is an authentic French bakery. Hey. Bonjour.
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 Oh, American? American?
Yes, American. My French is...
I'm newly hired, but we speak English as well.
Whoa, your English is great. Are you guys from France?
No, we are on an extended vacation. I stuck my dick in a jar, Skippy, and now we are stuck here.
Yeah, we tried to explain it, but we couldn't get...
You know you don't got to pay that fine, right? You can just leave.
Are you kidding? We've been working here for 8 months.
You ain't got to pay that? I stuck my dick in like tons of peanut butter jars over the years.
You're my hero. I recognize you from YouTube. You're Mr. Dick Butter Jar.
The one and only. I just came to get some bread to see how it tastes.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
All right, let's get back to the meat part of the podcast where a guest shares a meaty story. Marshall, you are up.
Hey.
What would you like to talk about?
I actually have a story about the time that I dressed up as a bunny and got to smoke a J with the punky QB known as Jim McMahon.
Whoa. I know Jim McMahon.
I'm Googling yeah. Jim McMahon.
I thought you might. Google him.
He was the quarterback for the Bears the year they won the Super Bowl. Did the Super Bowl shuffle.
Back up
to Brett Favre, too. It's not something a lot of people know.
Anyway. That's right. I forgot about that. Was that 1 year?
Yeah. He was at Favre's retirement. Retirement. Wow. He was in a Packer jersey, which is kind of bizarre.
Oh,
anyway.
Well, that's awful. But anyway. So this was so long ago. This was like probably like almost 20 years ago, maybe. It was like 18, 19 years ago or so. I got a job, and this is also ties into what rich people do with money when they just don't care. Mm-hmm. I had gotten hired, like a friend of mine, like called me and said, hey, there's a party going on and they're hiring actors to be mascots at this party. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, what do you mean be mascots? And he's like, literally wear bunny costumes. Like they're just like all these like random bunny, like huge heads, the whole thing, pink, blue, purple, like all these like random mascot bunny costumes. And we're supposed to go to this, he's just a rich photographer. I don't even know his name, whatever, at his like three-story loft building, like that he lived in, and it was gallery, fancy stuff. But he was throwing a birthday party, and apparently the theme of the party, he had sent out all these invitations, was watch out for the rabbit, it might get you. And like that's just something he sent out to all of his guests for this party.
So like someone like watched half the Matrix. Like Wizard of Oz.
So it was so weird because it was like, okay, well, it, like all I knew was at the time when you're like struggling actor coming up, you're like, oh, $200 to go to a party and just wear a costume. Okay. Like, yeah, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. And we were told, like, our instruction, it was funny because we showed up to this guy's loft, three stories, like his pictures that he's taken of celebrities, of athletes, you know, actors, politicians are all over his house. Like everywhere is a picture of somebody. And you're just like, oh, okay, cool. Like he had this humongous wall sized picture of Michael Jordan that he had. It was just, stuff was crazy. Yeah. What's that guy?
I just said, whoa.
Yeah, it was nuts. That's it was cool. Nuts. And so we get there and he takes us up to the third, out of the way bedroom. And there's like all of these bunny costumes like laid out all over. And so like, when you're young and broke, you just like, whatever, we'll do it, whatever. Because it could have been sketchy. And he just goes, all right, hey, so here are the costumes. Pick whichever one you want. Don't wear it all night if you don't want to. Just, you know, come in and out. Change into your regular clothes and then come party. You know, come hang out. You can drink, whatever. You know, it's all good, you know. And we were like, well, okay, cool. And he's like, and don't all come out at once. Like, just, like, stagger it. And we're like, okay, fair enough. So
that's a sick gig.
Yeah.
In no time flat, there were at least 100 people in this dude's house. Like in no, like just like that, all of a sudden everyone was there. Lights are dim, like there's music playing, and the house was amazing, like this big like kitchen area. Everybody's got beers. There's buckets of like beers everywhere. There's like wine everywhere. There's like out liquor everywhere, every room. And so we're just spending the day, like literally me and my friend, we're like, drink a couple of drinks. And then we're like, all right, let's go throw on a costume and walk around. And as we walk around, the first time we showed up, like everybody in the party went absolutely nuts over these rabbits. I don't know what the connection with this dude and rabbits and where are these, all these people that know him, but like everybody went absolutely bananas. Like at one point I was grabbed by a group of five, like cougary type of like rich old white ladies. They grabbed me and they all at once were like, just all like humping me on this dance. Like it was crazy. Like I would put it this way. There are pictures. So people have pictures somewhere in their personal, whatever albums. And there's a bunny in that picture and they're doing crazy stuff and I'm the bunny. Like, it's wild. So anyway, so we're going back and forth in this party. We're just interacting with people. And then like, as we're not in costume, we're like talking to other people like, yo, what's up with these bunnies? Like, we're just like playing it off completely. Like it's a murder mystery or something. We're like, yo, you seen these bunnies around here? Crazy, right? I know. Cheers, right?
Yeah. So give me a sense of these costumes. I'm guessing it's full coverage of the head.
Full cover, like full mascot, like big, gigantic head.
Okay.
And full bunny suit, like the whole thing. So you're covered. Like you, there's no part of you that is exposed inside of this bunny costume. Got it. Like that.
So those pictures are fine for you.
Oh yeah. Like you would never know it was me. And like, not, it wouldn't even be a clue other than me telling you like, no, that's me. Cause I remember that moment. So we're like going back and forth. Like we're hanging out with people. We're partying. People are drinking. And then at one point I'm like, I start to explore the house and I'm like walking around. And somebody, like, I just wasn't even paying attention. And like a joint just like showed up in my face. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I took it and I took a hit. And then I looked over and who handed it to me. And it was Jim McMahon just standing there randomly talking to somebody.
That's so crazy.
And it took so much to not freak out in that moment. Cause at that moment, like I'm diehard, bared, like you couldn't tell me anything. And at that, thank you, sir. And I couldn't stand there next to him long. Like I had to hand it back to him and like walk away. Cause I was like, I don't want to like come off any weirder than I already have. And so like I walked to the other side of the room. Like, let me keep looking at these other pictures. And then at another point, he calls over. He's like, hey, you want this again? And I was like, oh my God, Jim McMahon just asked me if I wanted another hit off that joint. Oh my God. I just run over there. I get it. Like, oh, thanks, man. I smoke. I try to act cool. Then he like turns his back to me to keep talking to the person that he was talking to. I was like, okay. And so that's the end of this. Okay, cool. I'm going to walk away. Just go back to the party. And the rest of that night was just a mixture of just hanging out, drinking, being in a bunny costume, taking pictures, dancing, breaking chairs. Like so many people sat on me in a costume to take a picture that the chair broke. it was ridiculous. Wow. And then at the end of the night, he gave us $100 extra than what he was going to, like, each. So, like, you know, at like 1 a.m, he's like, all right, you guys can, you know, chill if you want, or you can go here.
Damn.
Whoa, sweet. Thanks. And then we left. Like, it was a ridiculous night. It was great.
That is so sick.
That's awesome. That's like, trying to imagine, like, I guess mine would be equivalent to me, probably would be like Brett Favre or something like that.
Yeah.
As a Packer fan, just like if Brett Favre gave me a joint, I think I might faint. I like to think I'd be able to be cool about it, but
I couldn't hold no. it. It took too much to even keep it together as much as I did.
That is wild.
What were some other like sometimes I feel like in rare occasions I've been at parties like that where you're just like, this is so beyond anything I ever thought I would be privy to.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other like little snippets or highlights or like anyone else you saw? Or
I didn't see any other celebrities in there. Like I had expected, like once I saw him and like, I knew he was like, you know, rich and like he knew a lot of people. So I thought like, okay, there might be a bunch of people there. I didn't recognize anyone else there, but there was the first experience I had where I knew most of the people there were on a certain like a class level. Mm-hmm. And to see them wiling out just as much as everybody else, if not more so, like it really opened my eyes to that. Cause like, I'm talking like women would think they're with wedding rings, like, you know, getting ready to do some wild stuff that I could see things going down where it's like, yo, okay, y'all are crazy wild. And I know, like, I saw you walk in with this person, but now I see you over here in this corner with this person and your man is right there or your woman is right. And like, it was crazy.
That is a good point.
Like they everyone's wild doing out, just like everybody else, if not more.
Yeah. I believe that. Were the bunny, would you describe these like Easter bunny bunnies or like Donnie Darko bunnies?
they were very much Easter bunny bunny.
Okay.
If they had been like, that would have been, oh my God. I don't know if I'd have been able to handle it.
I immediately thought of like, this could easily be a furry thing, you know?
Could be.
You guys know, you know, furry. Yeah,
I know about furries. Look, you know where furry convention.
Yeah, I don't know. Hollywood's a crazy place.
He's in Chicago.
That was in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do a dinner theater show at a hotel that also hosted the furry convention every year up in San Jose.
Wow.
And it's called Further Confused is the name of it officially. And then they just highlight the fur and the con. And so
smart.
It's legitimately the, like, so I saw an itinerary, like one year they came in and it was huge. And so I was like, let me check out their itinerary. Let me see what's going on. 3 days, like workshops, meet and greets, different kinds of fur stuff. Like, hey, here's your workshop about how to make your costume. Hey, here's your workshop about how to monetize your Instagram. Hey, here's a workshop about how to meet other furry, like, type. Like, they had a furry dance. Like, they go all out for this. Like, it was crazy. So, like, walking through the hotel, you would just see random people in, like, big costumes just walking through. I saw one dude one time, and it was just a head. And then a fox tail, but like he was shirtless. And it was just like, it was just like, oh my God, what is happening? And he was ripped. He was just all like.
I think furries, I obviously stand out as like so like odd that it's almost like silly, but I've been told like not to make fun of furries, but like, I'm not making fun. I almost am inspired that there's enough, like those people found each other.
Mm-hmm. I, I do feel like it is like good. I'm so glad they have a community. They yeah. all seem to really like each other.
I went to their website and it said that their the attendance has almost doubled every year.
Wow.
Yeah, I noticed you have a little tiger tail behind you.
You like that?
good for them.
I'm going to have to stop you all right there. This is the furry convention, but we do have a dress code. This is a black tie event. And I could see that Panda, you're in board shorts. Squirrel, that appears to just be a leather jacket. And...
hey.
And Grizzly Bear, you're coming in naked. I don't know what the three of you think is going on, but I need you to find a blazer if you are in fact identifying as a male furry or some sort of...
Hey man, when did all these rules come into play?
Hey dude, I kind of just thought that this was a community where I could be chill with, you know?
No.
Yeah, man. I thought I could just be myself.
Yeah.
Hey.
We've got the Be Yourself workshops in the afternoon, but this is a black tie event in the evening, okay? So I'm going to need the three of you to turn around turn and walk those furry little tails out of here until you come back dressed up.
So just okay? to be clear.
Hey, let me check my schedule for a minute. Hold on. Hey, I have it right here.
Mm-hmm. Kept that in your board shorts, I see.
No, okay. I'm wearing hey,
okay.
I'm wearing the leather jacket.
I'm naked.
I'm cool like that.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Thumbs up, baby.
You can't even see through your little mole costume.
You're taking this mole thing a little too literally, man.
I don't think so. It's the monocle that I'm wearing to fill out the costume, the tuxedo I'm wearing. I have trouble seeing through it. I apologize. You were saying you were looking through your schedule?
Yes. And look, it says that it is a black tie affair, but it does not specify the kind of black tie affair that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as long as we have a black tie, then I think we should be okay.
Okay.
I'm sick of all these rules, dude. I feel like it's okay to be, I came here to be accepted for my love of dressing up like a furry guy. Okay. And now you're putting society's rules of formality on top of my panda bear in board shorts.
Hey, I have so many furry costumes. I forgot which one I'm wearing today. Can you grizzly. Remind me?
You're the grizzly.
You're the grizzly.
Oh,
you're the grizzly.
Yeah.
Grizzly bear.
I mean, yours is the yours is the easiest to fix. Just put on a bow tie.
That's right. But I'm still not going to stop fighting for what I believe in.
Yeah.
Because I'm a true furry, I want to dress like they do in nature. And there's no black tie in the woods. I would never.
You know what? I'm sick of this. Okay.
You're talking to the wall. You're talking to the wall.
That's, we're over here. We're over here.
His monocle cracks under the floor.
Oh, damn it. I had to get that specially tailored to fit the mole eye.
Well, I'm teaching a workshop tomorrow on lens
you
props.
You should go. You should go.
I cannot recommend it enough. Cannot recommend it enough.
Lens props. You're teaching a workshop on lens props.
Yes.
You can't even find an overcoat to put on. You know, you guys are the reason that we get a bad name. People think we're just goofing off around here. Is it too much to ask that we have a nice black tie event and that we eat shrimp cocktails and little... caramelized onions and with a little Gruyere. Okay.
We've talked about the shrimp cocktails, by the way. That is offensive.
That feels like very poor planning on behalf of the committee.
Dude, Daniel was crying all night because he thought that we were eating.
Wait, every year Daniel shows up in his shrimp costume, his getup. Every year. And you know what? Daniel came with his suit tonight for you. And he can't even go in there. He's disgusted.
I'm trying to be inclusive and include Daniel, but shrimps are not that furry, okay?
I can't believe I just heard you say that. I can't believe what I just heard.
What? What?
Oh my God.
They have an exoskeleton. You're unbelievable. There's nothing furry about that. Okay?
Wow. You know, I hope Daniel's not listening to this.
You know what? We should go straight to the board with this. We should go to the board of directors of FurCon.
I'm going
to
be honest. Moles aren't the softest animal I've ever felt, and yet here you are.
You put a tiny mole in your hand and tell me if it doesn't feel like a soft, velvety glove.
You're holding a turd.
What the hell?
You thought it was a mole.
That I don't have an explanation for, okay? I don't know why I am holding a turd. That shouldn't have been anywhere near the toilet, and my mole shouldn't have been, or vice versa. Look, okay, we're trying to have a nice affair. Last time we let you in, the grizzly bear, I saw you just tilt your head back and swallow a whole fish, okay? We have cutlery. Thank you
very much. It's called committing. Something you wouldn't know about.
I am committed. I'm dressed up in a night. I've got a cummerbund. I've got a nice tuxedo. Okay.
We're doing what feels authentic to us.
Yes.
Why does us being in a black tie, why does this matter so much to you instead of us being the fur lovers that we are?
You can do that at any of the other events. There's plenty of events. This is the black tie event. Just because you're dressed up as an animal doesn't mean you can act like an animal.
We'd like to speak to your manager.
All right. I'll go get my manager.
Thank you.
He goes and shakes a little a fern that's in the room. That's a fern!
That's not your manager.
Oh my God, my boss is dead.
No, that is a fern.
You can't see. It's a fern.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Gail thumps in. She's a giant, beautiful whale, furry.
Oh, okay. So this is whales are furry, but Daniel the shrimp gets dragged all over town. Okay.
Excuse us, we have a question about this, your mole henchman here. He is not only requiring us to wear black tie tonight, but also is discriminating against certain types of furries, which you seem to have slightly more sympathy for.
Yes.
So our friend Daniel is a shrimp, and they serve shrimps, and also we don't think we have to dress up tonight.
So you just like to be let in and you'd like us to take the shrimp cocktails off the menu?
That's a start.
Yeah. That would be nice.
I'm wearing my fanciest board shorts.
I groomed.
Leather jacket. Hey.
Leather jacket seems like a go ahead from the beginning. I don't know what he was talking about. That's a coat.
And I do have a formal duck costume, but there's cum all over the tail.
Wow!
What? It happens. Oh, we're gonna say that at the furry convention.
I'm trying to meet you halfway. I'm trying to meet you halfway. I don't need to know about your tail feathers covered in cum. Okay.
Listen, we'll come clean. We brought black tie apparel. All three of us did, and it's all just covered in cum.
I see.
It's night three of the furry convention.
Night three.
Forgive me if I'm wearing my board shorts.
So, am I to understand that what you're wearing is the only clothes you had left that isn't covered in cum?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. All right. You should have come out with that initially. And
we did for you, with you.
Okay. Come on in. Come on in.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
They enter and everyone's just fucking.
We're late.
Yep.
And we missed it again.
We see the mole having sex with a bowl of punch.
That's punch,
no, that's
dude.
Punch. That's punch. Punch.
You can't feel that? It's cold.
Oh, dude. Before you come into this mall, I gotta... Dude, warning. This mall is lit.
Sup, bro? What you mean lit?
Litty. It's litty, lit, lit.
Like litty, how litty? Like, is it litty true titty? Like, what, let me know.
Don't your mouth. Keep your volume down, bro.
What's up,
man? I don't want to get kicked out of this place. You know how it's like end of March?
Yeah.
There's a fucking bunny in this mall, bro. You can go say hi to it if you want.
Wait, what?
There's a bunny. I told you, dude, Mayfair Mall is litty, litty, litty. They got
a bunny in there. What color is that bunny, yo? What color pink. Is that bunny, yo?
Pink.
Is that pink? Is it pink? Is it like hot pink or is it regular pink?
Hot pink, dude.
Damn, they got a bunny in that motherfucker.
They got a bunny in this motherfucker. That's what I'm saying.
How tall is that bunny? How tall is that bunny, dog?
Human size. I don't
know. But like
5'8".
Human, like Boban Bogdanovich size, or?
Why do you always got to shit on the bunny? I'm trying to tell you about a good party, and you're like, is it Boban size? Like, Boban's very unique.
If it's tall.
It's not as tall as Boban. Just appreciate the bunny, dude. I'm trying to tell you, and you got to poke holes.
My bad. I didn't mean to do that. My bad.
Okay, it's not the tallest bunny I've ever seen.
But like, is it floppy or is the ear straight up?
One straight up, one's floppy.
Oh, dog. Yo.
I'm here. I dropped my kids off at Zumi. What is going on? I heard it was Litty Litty.
Tell him. Tell him about it.
Yo, Tyler.
Yeah?
There's a bunny in this mall.
What? Yeah.
A Boban size bunny?
No, it's not Boban size. Jesus Christ.
I asked already.
What? It doesn't, you know, things can be exciting even if they're not Boban size. Everything I do. Hey, I ordered a pizza. Could Boban eat it?
Boban size?
Is it Boban size? Yeah. Okay. No, not everything's as big as Boban. You saw John Wick 3 and you got obsessed, okay?
Okay.
Huge hands, man. He had his whole face in his hand like this.
We got a buddy in the mall finally, and I got you.
All right.
My bad.
Pretty cool.
It's really cool. He's hiding eggs around in the main.
What?
Yeah.
Word.
He's hiding eggs around in the main, like. The center of the mall area, you
in
know,
the
where,
center
the,
of the mall,
where they hold the
it
events.
Is very clearly Easter time. The mall is just covered in pastels. There is a section where you can take photos with the bunny.
Is he hiding the
eggs like everywhere? Like, what color are the eggs? Are the eggs multicolored?
I saw a purple one, I saw a yellow. I don't know, I couldn't find him. A bunch of kids beat me to it, but he's hiding the eggs.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Give me $25.
You need $25?
I want to get a new beanie from Zoomies. Give me. You guys get a freaking life, you three.
I said to stay inside of Zoomies, and if you got bored at Zoomies, go over to Spencer's, okay? Leave me alone with my work friends.
Give me the money, loser.
I only have a 50.
Give me it.
If you make it over to Spencer's, hit me up with one of those joke books. I'll pay you back later.
You guys are so lame.
Give my friend Marshall a joke.
Hey, kiddo, that's a cool Pokemon pin you have there.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, jeez.
You spit on my cheek.
You guys are lame. I'm going to go get a beanie.
Don't forget my joke book.
Your kid is pretty cool.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
All right, so what are we going to do about this bunny, yo?
We can get in line and meet it.
Yo, for real? For real? Get to the dude. No. No.
Yeah, I already met it once. I got here early to get in line to meet it just to make sure it was all above board and totally litty like titties. But I'll put on a different shirt. I'll go buy a different shirt from Aeropostale and then you won't recognize me.
Yo, if you see it, give me one of those dog tags they sell at the front counter in the glass case. Give me one of the dog tags from Aeropostale.
Okay, that say Aeropostale on them?
Yeah, it's a dog tag that has Aeropostale on it. I like that dog tag stuff that they
everything in there has the name Aeropostale on it. Yeah.
Right.
Keep your eye out for anything Boban size.
Shut up.
Dude.
I saw a documentary on Vice. He has to order his clothes special.
I bet. He's Boban sized.
Boban sized.
Guys. Okay, we're about to go see the bunny. Can we focus?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I wonder what's inside.
They walk over to the picture taking section. There's a bunch of families in line, and then just these three grown men.
Look at all the grass, like they got like laid out. Man, this is nice.
Hi, are you here to take a photo with the Easter Bunny?
Well, yeah. Wait, we could take a picture?
Mm-hmm. That's what this setup's for.
Oh.
Hey, where do I get the Molly? There's got to be Molly around here somewhere, right? This place is Liddy.
I'm sorry. Are you being serious? I feel like I'm being pranked.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, this place is on fleek, yo. I thought the bunny had the delivery.
Do you come here every Saturday?
Huh? No. Who does? No, this is the first time. Different shirt.
Not us. Couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to have to ask you guys to get out of line. I'm sorry.
What do we do?
Especially if you don't have any children with you.
Go to Zoomies. They're just not here. They're in Zoomies.
Let's go to Zoomies.
Well, in the meantime, could you just leave the line, please?
If we come back with my kid, can we get a picture with the bunny?
That's fine.
All right, let's go to Zoom.
Okay, can I? All right. You know, you let me.
Anna, please, will you just come with us so we can get a picture with the bunny?
No, fuck you freak asses. Get the fuck out of my face.
Come on.
Ah! Oh, God. Oh,
on all three of us.
You guys are so lame, and you're obsessed with the bunny because it's somewhat close to being Boban-sized. Get a life.
Ugh. Hey, what is that you're eating?
A cigarette?
Wow. This kid is cool.
Oh, cool.
And a Mrs. Fields cookie. What of it?
What about that sandwich right there?
Yeah, that's also mine.
What's in it?
Cigarettes.
All right, that'll do it. Thank you so much for being on the Meet Improv. That was a blast.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, y'all,
for doing that.
So why don't we go around and we'll just quickly tell the audience where we can find you or what, plug whatever you want to plug, basically. Anna, what do you got?
Let's see. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok, which is something I do now, at Scramby Eggs.
Sweet.
Doing videos.
That's great. Marshall?
You can find me on IG and not TikTok because I don't be doing that. I'm too old. At Mr. Happy Givens on IG and Twitter. Maybe I'll do TikTok.
Yeah.
Just to prove I can dance.
Give it a fair shot.
Jake?
You can find me at Wake Up with Jacob on most social media, TikTok, TB. I'm not going to be on there. that's all I got.
I'm at Josh Simpson on Instagram and Twitter. I'm trying to make some videos during this year, I guess, more videos at Lazy Susan on YouTube. But you can find all the videos on all my social stuff. I just did one about The Vow on HBO, which you can see if you like. The Meat is on all the social media platforms at The Meat Improv, and we got a Patreon, patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. So that's it. Be safe out there. Wear a mask. We'll see you next time on The Meat!
The Meat!
Improv.